any minute this is about to happen right now. The police are on both sides now. There are police on the other side down on the street just north of Van Buren. So there are police in front and in back now. Two police cars, lights blazing, and the police have their pepper spray cans outside of their vehicles. Again, the riot police are behind them in full riot gear. Here it goes. I can only imagine that sound is going to come with something else. And now someone just threw a water bottle.
Hey!
Someone just threw a water bottle.
Stop! Hey! Stop provoking!
Now the protesters are asking the woman who threw the bottle, they're all asking her to leave. Apparently they didn't want that to happen.
So, Corbin, I'm trying to understand. So you're saying police now have come in behind the protesters as well? So they're in front of the protesters
right.
And behind the protesters. So they are going to kind of...
Let me go get a look. Yes.
Squeeze them out.
Yes.
Maybe. Okay, interesting. Okay. And this is all taking place at 2nd Street and Van Buren here in downtown Phoenix after the Donald Trump rally at the Phoenix Convention Center. We're listening to live coverage with KTAR's Corbin Carson in downtown Phoenix.
And I got to tell you, Jim, right now there is the lady that threw the water bottle is out by herself. Now, everyone has moved away from her, and she is the only one that is, I would guess, provoking this. Now, police, again, in the riot gear, are starting to move forward. And now protesters have cleared 2nd Street. So for the most part, protesters are off of 2nd Street. There's only maybe 10, 15 protesters in the street, but the rest are on the sides, are on the sides of the streets.
So Corbin was just telling us moments ago that the line of police officers in riot gear.
Why are you bringing in more cops? We're peaceful.
So police are just now warning anyone here is subject to arrest and will be pepper sprayed. So Corbin's getting out of this way.
So this has now been officially declared an unlawful gathering, I'd imagine. That's what's going on here.
You can listen in. They're still making their...
Hey,
go
say fuck you on that side. I
ain't
trying to get
no gas. Yeah, we are, just a warning again, you might hear some rough language. We are bringing you live coverage of a protest in downtown Phoenix and police actions.
Again, this is your final warning is what that said. I don't know if you can make that out. This is your final warning. You will be subject to arrest and pepper spray. There is now a fourth police vehicle, and police in riot gear are now starting to slowly move forward again. Now a fourth vehicle is moving in and protesters are starting to yell back.
Once again, this has been declared an unlawful gathering, and so you are going to be arrested if you don't disperse, according to the police.
Police are now advancing, Jim. I'm sorry to cut you off. The helicopter is moving in with the light and police are advancing. All the riot gear and the four police vehicles are moving. And everyone is moving back. We're all being forced to move back right now.
We've done nothing wrong!
Out of a hole!
You just keep telling us what you're seeing, Corbin.
All right, now we are now moving away from 2nd Street and Van Buren at a walking pace. I'm not sure where they're going to push us, but they are definitely making people move.
Yeah, and please.
Again, the same warning. So far, everything looks, no one is actually getting in front of it. So the farther they push, the more people move back. So far, this seems to be working, at least as far as getting people off of 2nd Street in Van Buren and apparently onto the street north of us.
We've done nothing wrong!
The protesters are protesting. They're being moved by the police at this point.
As you hear this gentleman saying he's done nothing wrong, you're pushing back against protesters. To be clear, this gentleman also has a shirt wrapped around his head.
His face is covered, I assume?
It is. He has glasses on, but so far, other than the one woman that threw a water bottle, nothing else has been done, and people are moving back. If anything, everyone's just doing what I'm doing and holding their phone and recording what's going on.
So they're continuing to push forward. Where will you end up if the police continue to push forward, Corbin?
Well, Corbin can't remember the street that's north of Van Buren right now. But the police have stopped. And Carter's telling me, thank you. Carter's telling me it's Polk. But I'm also hearing Monroe is the next street down. Polk is the next street. Monroe is the next street after that. But we are still just past Van Buren and 2nd Street with police moving and then stopping and then moving again.
So you're being pushed north. Okay.
Correct.
Right here, you guys should move back. It will trap us in from back here. You guys could get arrested.
So this gentleman is telling people that you will be trapped with the police that are behind us, and you will be arrested. So he's telling some other people that they should move.